علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about various issues, including the oneness of God, the creation. Well, one of the most important, one of the important discussions that he has there is with regards to the duties of the prophets. And we mentioned various responsibilities and duties that the messengers had, and amongst them was the one which we quoted in the previous session, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُثِيرُ لَهُمْ دَفَائِنُ الْعُقُولِ, that one of the duties of the messengers is that they stir, or they cause to come forth, they extract or they bring forth those things that are buried. What things? What are these buried things? These are the intellectual processes. The intellects of the people have been buried. So what the messengers come and they do is that they extract them. They bring them forth. They excavate them so that they can be actually used by the people once more.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, you see, it is a sad reality, but it is true, that there has always been a struggle by the enemies of the truth to make sure that the intellects of the people and their intellectual processes are limited. And throughout history, this was done in different ways. So sometimes opportunity was not given to people to study at all. Certain types of lessons were restricted to a certain group, a certain class, a certain caste of people, especially the ruling class, those that wished to control the resources of the people. And this was a reality, and if you read the Persian and Roman histories, you will realize that in the olden times when the kings wanted to control the people, that is the strategy that they used. And this is something repeated. Even today we see the same. But today the methods are more complicated, they are more refined. And that means that the people are given the opportunity to study and to seek knowledge and to do research. But then what information is given to them and the type of knowledge they have access to is fraudulent, is problematic, is mixed with falsehood. If you look at the way scientific research is done as an example, the idea of there being a power above all of these material powers is completely negated. If you look at the research that is done in philosophy, today you've got philosophies that deny the actual existence in the external realm, which is an absurd idea, but yet these ideas are being fed into the minds of the people. You look at psychology, you've got extremely wicked, and you can say wicked and weird ideas about, for example, human sexuality, about human gender, about human processes of thinking. You look at epistemology and the theory of knowledge. You see a vast amount of extremely absurd statements being placed in a very intellectual manner so that people feel that, this is something, there is something here. Research, quotes, and so many other things. But you can see that it is no value. And today we can see the results of these ideas, that the moral fabric of parts of the Western world is completely deteriorating. This is a sign that these types of theories and these types of knowledges have problem. And unfortunately, the general mass of people is being guided towards these directions and these forms of knowledge.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, the Prophet's duty is to extract the intellects and bring them forth once more to surface. And this is very important because the enemies of humanity, they wish to completely always keep these intellects of the people under the rubble. They want it to stay there. And what is the rubble and what is that, you can say, thing that they used to cover or bury the intellect? Are all these are all these false ideas that you see. Hedonism, nepotism, fascism and Nazism. You go into politics, a huge vast array of different types of theories there to manipulate the way people think. So the thought processes of the people are becoming sick. If you look at the movies and what the movies portray today, okay, you see the same thing. You see now slowly the LGBTQ movements are becoming more and more, they seem to people, they are trying to portray to people these are natural things. While they are not natural. If you look at the previews or the reviews of those movies that propagate such ideas, those reviews are very high. But when you look at the intellectual content of those serials or those movies, they are literally repetitive and very, very boring. I mean, a time has come that the movie industry of the Western world, which includes the Hollywood, is going towards a serious boredom crisis because of the repetitive stories that are going on. And this is a problem that the Western world is facing today. There is a crisis that we need to look into clearly. And unfortunately, this type of attitude is what is causing the people's intellects in the world to kind of remain under the rubble. And it is time for a prophetic movement to reignite and rediscover the hidden intellects within this rubble. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه